News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good morning, I'm Chris Conley, and this is a web news update from WSAU, AM and FM, and WSAU.com. There were two separate violent crimes in the Stevens Point area yesterday, as we hear from WSAU reporter Larry Lee.
The first incident involved a domestic disturbance at a home on Cedar Drive in Plover. Plover police say they got the call at 2:13 p.m. and when they arrived, they found a male victim sustained blunt force trauma and had to be airlifted to St. Joseph's Hospital in Marshfield. Another man is in custody. Less than 4 hours later, witnesses say a 36-year-old Hispanic man was beaten and stabbed by multiple people at the Iverson Park playground area. The victim's child saw the attack. The victim's name and medical condition have not been released. He is hospitalized at Aspirus Wausau Hospital. Stevens Point police located a vehicle they believe was used by the attackers and abandoned at the Point Bowl parking lot. No arrests have been made. Larry Lee, WSAU News.
Investigators have released the name of a man who died Sunday afternoon in a Marathon County traffic crash. It was 81-year-old Herman Krueger. The crash happened around 4:30 on Highway N in Norrie. Marathon County deputies say Krueger was taken to Wausau Aspirus Hospital with what were believed to be non-life-threatening injuries, but he died later that night. The crash remains under investigation and details have not been released. Rescue crews are searching for three missing men in Colorado after a massive mudslide. The sheriff there says the mudslide moved with so much force and velocity that it literally roared down a hill. The county administrator there says there's at least one county employee who's among the missing.
We have a county employee who's missing. We really want to make sure the family of the employee and as well as the missing people's families know that we are here to support them as Mesa County and support the sheriff in his attempts to find them.
That mudslide's about 40 miles east of Grand Junction, Colorado. The mother of the Santa Barbara City College student who went on a bloody rampage over the weekend apparently alerted authorities just before the shootings. A family friend tells the LA Times that Roger Elliott's mother got a call from her son's therapist 13 minutes before Elliott opened fire and began stabbing people in front of a sorority house and a nearby delicatessen. The Nigerian military says it knows where more than 200 kidnapped girls are located, but it says it won't use force to rescue them. A military official says, quote, "The good news for the parents of the girls is that we know where they are. The Islamic militant group Boko Haram kidnapped the girls 7 weeks ago. There are concerns that those girls' lives might be in jeopardy should there be a rescue attempt." Monday's Memorial Day observance at the High Ground near Neillsville marked the 30th anniversary of the popular Veterans Memorial. Event coordinator Teresa Hebert says they had a full schedule, which included a welcome for a nearby motorcycle rally. President Obama was speaking at Arlington National Cemetery yesterday, and he noted that we have more new veterans because that we've lost more lives in recent years with the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan.
Our hearts ache in their absence. But our hearts are also full in knowing that their legacy shines bright in the people that they love the most.
The president also noted that most U.S. troops will be out of Afghanistan by the end of this year. Registration continues for the brand new Badgerland 3-on-3 basketball tournament. It is part of the Badger State Games, particularly focused now because the Gus Macker basketball tournament will not be here. Operations manager Russ Barr says this should be a pretty good replacement.
Our goal is to get 100 teams and, again, bring something into the community to replace a big event that we're losing. So the more people we have, the more we can continue to do it. This year it's only one day. Our goal is to, again, grow it to the point where it's 2 to 3 day event.
Registration is $120 per team, and that'll continue through May 30th. If you'd like to sign up a team, we have a link online at WSAU.com. Let's check our back-to-work and school forecast. Here's Newsline 9 meteorologist Justin Lowe.
Partly or mostly cloudy for this Tuesday with a few showers or isolated thunderstorms. The highest chance of that wet weather from Marathon County on south, a high of 79. Tonight, some spotty showers or storms in the evening, then partly cloudy with some patchy fog, a low down to 54. On Wednesday, partly cloudy, a little less humid, a high of 79. And nice summer weather on Thursday, partly or mostly sunny with a high of 81. I'm Newsline 9 meteorologist Justin Lowe on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Well, it's nothing like the heavy showers and thunderstorms that we saw last night. I'm Chris Conley, WSAU News.